you also can't bypass the sort of dark underworld that you have to go through to get to the core and the heart of things and get to the rawness of why you are behaving that way in the first place, or why that belief is there and where it stems from. That's not easy work. Like you said, the sort of wellness industry is awash with sort of painting things over with quite toxic positivity sometimes. And then people are like, why am I repeating this again and again? I had these great intentions, and why have they all gone out the window? Perfectionism. It kind of goes back to what I was saying at the beginning. These girls that I would look at and I would think they're perfect. That's what I need to be. I need to be perfect. And so what would happen is I would try and control my body. I would try and control everything. I would try and be liked and loved by all. It wasn't really reaching any point of real satisfaction, because that's an impossible thing to try and achieve. And I remember when people would say, you know, you can't be for everybody. I remember thinking, being pained by that, being like, I have to be. I can't bear the idea of people not liking me. There was a part of me that knew it was unachievable. My ego knew it was unachievable, but didn't want to admit that because it was what it was trying to achieve. So then I would go back into the destruction, so it would just like start again. It was one moment there where I was desperately trying to control everything. And the more I did, the more out of control everything felt. And I was trying to put this project together, and I was driving to the studio in Burbank, and I had a panic attack. I had to pull over the car. I was on the phone to my mom and I couldn't breathe. It's making me struggle to breathe thinking about it. And I just felt like everything around me was closing. And as human beings, we have these two often polarizing desires. One is to be our authentic self, to live our truth, and the other is to belong. And we will sacrifice our authenticity in order to belong. And that means that we'll deny who we truly are to fit into certain situations, certain social groups. Then was far more based on external validation, whereas my Saturn return really made me recognize that actually doing what lights you up independently, that's how you find your purpose. It doesn't have to necessarily be this huge thing, an accolade. It's just about being more authentically you.